In studio right now, we are joined by Jake Stimo, who competed this week in Pool A in bareback. You won the day on Sunday. Mr. Stimo, how are you, pal?
Doing excellent, thank you.
Well, take me through kind of the last few days. I guess for those that don't know, you grew up in this city, and this has been something that you've obviously had your eye on for quite some time. I guess roll the clock back. When did you get told you were riding in Calgary, and what was that moment like?
Well, Calgary, you qualify as a contestant in any event. And last year, I wasn't sure how many got in from last year's Canadian standings. But I finished in the top five last year after the Canadian Finals Rodeo in Red Deer in November. So I kind of had an idea that I may or may not get in there, but I got the call from the Calgary Stampede, a member of the board, Barry McGrath, and I think I was working a rig in Texas at the time, and he called me up and said that I got the invite to go to Calgary, and I think that was in early April.
It's pretty cool, eh?
It was unreal. Yeah, I was definitely looking forward to getting here and hopefully trying to win that 100 grand come Sunday.
Now, you did win day money, as I mentioned, on Sunday. You are going to ride again tomorrow in Wildcard Saturday. Top two in bareback will go to Showdown Sunday. I just read a story, though. Tell me what the heck happened on your victory lap, pal.
Oh, I was pretty fired up.
How's the groin doing?
The groin's fine. I'm a little bit vertically challenged, so the stirrups were about 6 inches too long. And I was pretty fired up, and I thought I'd give the crowd a show, and I thought I'd blow by the two flag girls ahead of me. And turns out that horse didn't have as good as brakes as I thought, and he kind of saw the alleyway in his way out, and I couldn't handle it. So it was a little bit embarrassing, and I thought I was going to get in shit for it, but it was pretty fun. I was pretty jacked up. That was an amazing experience.
Take me through, I guess, just Sunday as a whole. When did you ride? And I guess, were you early and then just kind of waiting? Or did you know? I mean, you probably knew right away it was a great ride. But mm-hmm. when did you kind of feel like it was going to be the one?
Well, I knew I had a good horse that Sunday. There's different pens of horses. Some are harder than others. And that was kind of the day where, as bareback riders, we can show our stuff, kind of show off a little bit on those types of horses. And I think I was like second or third last guy out, so I'd watched quite a few good rides, and got through my ride, got off, and I felt, you know, confident that I just laid it on one, but I wasn't sure where I was going to end up, you know, on the scoring scale. And then they announced I was 88, and there was a couple guys left, so I, you know, it's not over till it's over, but I knew that I had a good ride. I did my job, and everything worked out.
And I know you and I have known each other for a long time. I know your boy Clint was with you, too. Kind of cool when you see them riding well, and that obviously fires you up to kind of equal it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I travel with Connor Hamilton from Calgary here and Clint Lay, who was originally from Provost. And, you know, those two guys are dialed in every time they get on. They've had a lot of success. They're in the hunt to go to the World Finals this year, and so it's a friendly, healthy competition, because you don't want to be the weakest link in the truck going down the road. So but they were pretty fired up for me. I think we'd had like 20-25 rodeos in that last month, and traveling all over, and I really hadn't caught a break. I don't think I'd won any money, and was riding good, but just one of those deals with rodeos, sometimes you just don't have any luck. And so that kind of broke the ice for me, and they were pretty fired up.
Bareback rider Jake Stimo in studio. Calgary Stampede, day eight today. Wildcard Saturday goes tomorrow. Jake was in Pool A, and we'll compete tomorrow in Wildcard Saturday. Just one more quick one, and then we'll get Peter involved here. But you mentioned Connor Hamilton. We've had a couple of guys text in. His story is pretty cool. I hear, you know, almost similar to you in the fact that he maybe doesn't have the family history like you do, but he, you know, hockey guy growing up, and just kind of found rodeo. Have you been, you know, obviously sharing tips with him, and you guys built that bond because of that, or?
Yeah, so it was kind of a fluke that we met each other. I played hockey with his older brother, Rob, actually, and bumped into Connor at a rodeo when he was first starting, and asked him, I was going to university on a rodeo scholarship at the time, and asked him if he'd want to come down. He was kind of getting his start and didn't really have a path or a bunch of knowledge on the sport yet. So that was about, I guess, 5 years ago. He come down and, you know, but right away he was focused on what he wanted to do and, you know, had that great athlete mentality. And he took to it like a duck to water. He just immersed himself in the rodeo game, and went on to meet, you know, a lot of other guys, kind of surrounded himself with a lot of other top competitors, learned quickly, and just an amazing athlete. So he's pretty incredible, honestly, because rodeo is not a sport for the weak, and it will tax you mentally just as much as it will physically.
And it's not a sport for a city kid either.
Not usually, no, not typically, no.
You rode in Pool A, and now you have the week until Sunday. There's a couple distractions during Stampede time, a couple things going on around here. Absolutely. Is it tough to, speaking of mental focus, is it tough to stay focused throughout the week with everything else going on around Stampede?
Yeah, I think, you know, some people might have already seen the younger crowd, crop of cowboys that definitely partake in some of those distractions, but I'm a little bit older now, and you know, it was a battle to get here, and I'm not taking that for granted, so I kind of try and keep my focus lined out. But I think for me, you know, the party scene is you know, all fine and dandy, but to be here and to be able to compete and to be able to compete against some of the best guys in the world, that's enough of a high for me. That's all I need.
So what does this break in between look like for you? Is there, like, what do you do in this time?
Well, we haven't honestly had a break in the last month. We've been going to at least 4 to 5 rodeos a week from, you know, southern Utah to northern Alberta. And so I originally wasn't supposed to have 4-day break. We were supposed to go down to a few rodeos in Wyoming and Colorado. But I ended up putting a couple ribs out in my back, so it's just been a rest and recovery period for me, and kind of a refocus, see some family. You know, I'm home probably 4 or 5 days out of a 6-month period, so it's just been nice to kind of slow down and revamp.
Is it tough?
Almost thankful to be injured, eh?
Yeah, in a way. Maybe not in thankful, a weird way. But yeah, definitely enjoying the time off. Like I said, this time of year. Guys that are going really hard in rodeo are putting miles on like you wouldn't believe, you know, 4 or 5 cities a week. So
yeah, that's
definitely
crazy.
Nice to recover.
Is it tough to get ramped back up again for Sunday with that time off? You kind of get into the resting mode. Obviously, a lot on the line, so it's not, motivation shouldn't be much of an issue, but is it tough to get kind of ramped back up for that?
I don't think so. I mean, it was definitely nice to heal the body in the last 4 days. I think maybe if a guy took a couple weeks off, it'd be hard to get back in the mode. But yeah, it's a crazy experience, you know, bouncing. We've been booking charter flights, flying from city to city. And when you're doing that and you're just getting on so consistently, it's easy to just get into a competition mode, like you said. And taking a step back this week's been nice. Like I said, seeing some family and kind of soaking up the experience. But we're riding at the Calgary Stampede on Saturday and shooting for 100 grand, so it's definitely been on my mind still every day.
Jake Steen was our guest. A couple more for you. By the way, I hear you're gonna have quite the entourage on Saturday. No surprise there. But you've mentioned it a couple of times kind of in your answers. It has been quite the 5-year span for you. Injuries, you know, different things that have come up. Just, did you ever kind of look back and say, maybe this wasn't going to happen? Maybe you weren't ever going to ride in Calgary. Did that ever cross your mind?
Yeah. So, kind of to the tail end of my university degree, I had a few options looking ahead at my, you know, 5-year plan, I guess. And, I just knew that, you know, or at least thought that I had an ability to be one of the best riders in the world. And I knew that was going to take a lot of effort, but, you know, going into that, got injured right off the bat, had to take almost 2 years off with a shoulder surgery. And as a young guy looking at that, it was kind of, well, I don't want to waste these 2 years. You know, it can't be all for nothing, right? You either have to go pursue a different career or pursue another degree. And I went out and got a job in the oil field with New Park Drilling Fluids, and just kind of saved up some money and revamped myself. And, you know, Calgary has been one of my goals for, you know, a lifetime, but I really started focusing on competing to the best of my ability and trying to be in that kind of top 20 bareback riders conversation. And I knew if I could do that, then that, you know, getting invited to Calgary or making the world finals or the Canadian finals for that matter would be in the mix. So I think for me, just focusing on the small things with riding and bettering myself, that'll just, you know, these other big rodeos like Calgary will, that'll all come into play later on.
You just talked about it there. Perfect opportunity. Who's helped you get to here? Like who's been big for you in the sponsor world?
Well, you know, getting a job with New Park. I was a mud man out in Saskatchewan, and you know that I don't think there is any other company that would say, "Hey, yeah, we're fully supportive. We want you to go rodeoing in the summer, take time off, and go get after it." So they were huge. You know, that's to me, that speaks a lot about that company and their support for me. But you know, my family, I don't think they saw me taking 2 years off after shoulder surgery to go back to rodeo. Maybe some of my family had other ideas for me, but my family, and then honestly, Connor and Clint, my two traveling partners who are competing, you're on the road with them, and there's no girlfriends, there's no wives, there's no family. It's you and the boys, and like I said, rodeo can be as taxing on your mind as it is on your body, and those guys have helped me a ton just to keep down the road, keep confident, and keep pushing ourselves to be the best guys we can be.
It was a long time ago. What do you remember when you won Junior Steer at Calgary?
I think I had a puka shell necklace and braces and thought I was
blonde highlights.
Yeah, and yeah. I thought I was a real lady killer. I remember that. But yeah, that was you know, in the steer riding, that was the Calgary Stampede puts on a great show for the novice kids in the steer riding. And, you know, we thought we were, and we were, the kings of rodeo. We were rodeoing pretty hard at, you know, between the ages of 12 and 14. And that was just a really good opportunity to see this type of caliber of rodeo, to see, to kind of have a highlight on what bareback riders, professional bull riders, bronc riders go through, what they do to get here. And yeah, when I won the Stampede when I was 14, that was amazing. That was a pretty cool experience.
I guess just as we kind of wrap things up, what's going through your mind as you get set for tomorrow? What's the next 24 hours look like for you?
I'm going to go watch the rodeo today, cheer on some buddies, help some guys out. And honestly, I don't ever really think too much. I'm not one of those guys that gets too fired up. I kind of just let things, don't let my mind get carried away. Stay pretty relaxed. Have a good night's sleep tonight. And the worst thing you can do is run your hand in a bareback rig, and that's probably not going to let you go hungover. So I usually just kind of relax, take it how it is, and show up tomorrow ready to win and be fired up to get into that 100 grand finale.
When's the stock draw? Like, when does that happen?
That should be sometime tonight, this evening, sometime around 7 or 8 o'clock.
Helps to know before the day?
It does, yeah. It helps to know, but at the same time, whether or not you like your draw doesn't matter because you got to get on. So
still
gotta
ride,
for me,
right?
Yeah, for me, I just got to take care of my job, take care of my end, and the rest will play itself out.
Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Jake Stiemel, bareback rider. He will be in the field tomorrow at Wildcard Saturday. He was a part of Pool A, and he's trying to win his way back to Sunday for the big money and $100,000 and just a good all-around human. So thanks for coming in, Jake.
Thanks, guys.